It's not us no more.
What's up, guys? Hello, how are you? Welcome to your favorite podcast. So today I want to talk to you about cancel culture. It's a topic that scares me a little because this culture is made of 100%, you know, hate. There are many ways that you can be canceled because we all think differently and we are offended by many things. This culture's words depending on how many people look at you, because it's not the same to tell 20 people that I don't like apples as it is to tell a million, like me, man, I don't know how to pronounce that number. You know, so personally, I am afraid because my content is 100% about being nice, you know, respecting and loving people. You know, I always try to promote positive things, positive thoughts in all the social media. So maybe it's for that I have this podcast, because I'm so afraid of the hate. I haven't told you, but what really motivated me to do this podcast and have this, you know, concept of positive and kindness, it's a few days before starting this podcast, there was a day where I feel really bad, okay? The world and my life were going to the crap, and I need to see positive things. I need to hear that everything is gonna be fine, you can do it, you know, it's okay, and I couldn't find it. I look at, you know, for accounts on Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest, actually. And at that moment, I didn't find, like, anything. I used, you know, the hashtag about happiness, positive, and I didn't find anything that helped me, you know, helping me at that moment. And after that, I decided to start this podcast, and this way, you know, the concept was born. That's why I do, you know, wallpapers, TikToks, tweets, and posts on Instagram with motivational phrases, you know, quotes, positive things, because everyone at some point needs to hear that everything's going to be okay. You know, social media is full of hate, okay? And I think the main one is Twitter. Many people are losing, you know, their jobs for making hateful comments. Also, I have seen in the news that kids for making bad comments have lost college scholarships, you know, or even people who lost their place in college that they hand for making hateful comments, you know, posting, you know, offensive pictures and that kind of stuff. You can be canceled, you know, in two ways, for fast and to slow. And what I mean by fast is when you post something that offends a group of people. It can be a between an offensive photo, a TikTok, anything, and it starts to go viral soon after you post it. You know, people start attacking you for what you say, and there starts to be, you know, consequences like losing followers, or in the worst case, you know, your job or some opportunity you have, like, you know, a scholarship or something like that. And then the show, you know, the show one is when, you know, the slow, I'm sorry for that, the show one, ugh, what I'm talking about, you know, the slow one is when people look into your past. It's when a post of any social media that you made a year ago, 2 years ago, or, you know, I don't know, for a long time goes viral and your followers find it, you know, and they start to viralize, you know, it and starts to fight, you know, for something that you posted or say it, you know, years ago. Can be an Insta story, a tweet, you know, TikTok, or whatever. Today, I want to talk to you about the slow one, because I think it's the worst. It's like a bullet in the back. It's something that you didn't come, you know, you didn't come coming, you know. You know, you didn't see coming. Oh my god, my English, sorry. Okay, the human being changes his mind every second, okay? One day you like apples and the next day you prefer bananas. One day you like bananas and the next day you are allergic. And that's how life works. It's in constant, you know, moment, you know, and like a clock It's like a clockwork. It never stops, no matter what, actually. Okay, and at the same time, thanks to the internet, there is, you know, more knowledge. There is more communication. You know, for like 5 years ago, mental health, you know, wasn't like as discussed like as it is now. 10 years ago, you know, it was not given the same importance as it is now, and we have given the, you know, the importance to these all things, you know, to technology and internet and Googling, oh my god, that stuff. And thanks to the fact that little by little people are educating us, you know. If you don't know some topic, you can say, you can post something in Instagram. Okay, guys, I don't know what is, how to, I don't know, like, what is this? And, like, how the moon works. And, you know, someone find, like, and help you and try to educate yourself. It's just an example, but I am not, you know, super like good at giving examples, so you know what I mean and what I'm trying to say. Okay, people, you know, little by little are educating us. You know, you post something in TikTok and a lot of people start to say, you can find this in the resources, and I think it's so cool because, you know, before of this, this communication that we have now, the world was more ignorant, and now we know more things that this podcast exists. So yeah, a few years ago, I didn't, you know, give importance to different topics that are now very important, as mental health, you know, and others, you know, because they, you know, I just, you know, search things that in my school say it that I need to search, and, you know, but now that we have internet and everyone can post their stories and, you know, all the story times and videos talking about how they feel and giving us information, you know, we know more things that in the other generations, I feel like they don't knew it because they don't have internet and it was more difficult finding. I'm like literally now improvising because this is not for the script, okay? So this is my real English. And now what happens is in that culture of cancellation is like a monster, you know, searching until it finds something bad that you didn't even years ago, you know what I mean? But now, you know, thanks to technology, many people will suffer from some disorder and have seen how, you know, they feel, have educated me, like, little by little. And now I am a person with a different mentality. I am not the same person I was a year ago. And actually, I am not even the same person I was 6 months ago. And of course, I don't think the same way that when I was more young, okay, because now I know more things, and I just grow up, okay, that's just, but there is also something called freedom of expression, freedom, you know, to give you opinion, but at least at my country, we can give our opinion, and no one is gonna kill me, okay, no one is gonna something like that. In my country, I can say I don't like bananas, and anybody gonna come to kill me or something like that, in the worst case. So I find that super, like, how do you feel, like, thankful, because I was born in a place that I can give, you know, my opinion, and here exists something called, you know, freedom of expression, freedom to give your opinion. But at what point or what is the limit where freedom of expression ends, it is very difficult for me and even for other people to give their opinion without offending someone, because you are afraid of offending someone. Words are very dangerous, as well as what you write, you know, in the internet, even what you think, you know, because it is, you know, the energy that you attract, you know. If you think in positive, you know, in positive, you attract positive energy. But if you just think in negative, you attract like negative. So it's hard to control what you think and what you mouth say. Okay, but now let's talk about this monster of the culture of cancellation again. We already know that human beings change their minds all the time. One day with something green, you know, we see other day that it's red. So it's because it's part of grow up and the growing. And the world is divided in two groups. People would think the same of you and those who don't, you know. Or so it is believed, but we most also consider it people who are or change their minds. The people who, you know, grew up recently, the people who were educated or those who were educated, you know, by society. Society, yeah. Society, I love that word. Let me give you an example. Let's imagine a person, a kid, that when he was a teenager liked to make bad comments on the internet, you know, about, you know, anything. But one day the person that made bad comments posted how he felt and how his, you know, his comments affect him, this person, but the consequence that bad comments, you know, could have, you know, the misinformation that exists and the fake information, and started to, you know, then it's starting to educate the kid and all his audience, because, you know, all people have an audience. Then the boy realized that what he was doing was wrong and decided to stop and started to help in with, you know, the cows. He started informing his friends, you know, about the dangers of bad comments. And now he helps, you know, the cows and change his mind. You know, he grew up to be a different person now. And, okay. Now, let's imagine that a year has passed. The boy is applying to a university and wants to be an engineer. And he's an example, okay? You know, and before any public person goes into hateful comments the boy made a year ago, it goes viral. And the boy loses here the opportunity to get into the universe. The university that he wanted. Because of that, the boy apologized and starts to tell how he helped to eliminate the hateful comments and tries to fix what he did a year ago. But it's not enough, and he ends up being, you know, canceled. Like this culture of cancellation. And that's how it works. I mean, something the internet nowadays, your social networks, everything you comment us is like your cover letter for a job or a school. Imagine it like tattoos. Every time you post something is like a tattoo. It's always going to be there. And in the internet age, it's like carving in stone. It will always be there if you die. Actually, your, you know, grandchildren are going to know what you are doing when you were like 15, 20 years old. Your grandchildren are going to see all those sections with your friends, because everything you post on the internet, it stays there forever. And that's something like, I feel it's something bad at some point. It's very sad to see, you know, this kind of case that you get canceled because of something you post years ago, when you change in your mind now, when you grow up. When the person would try to educate you now attacks you, because in the case of the boy, the people who canceled him are the same person would, you know, think like him. Because, for example, the boy put, "I don't like avocado," and him messenger has become, you know, you know, like viral years later was that, but now the boy does like avocado, but the people who attack him are the same ones that also loves avocado and are complaining about something that he said before, you know, tasting avocado. And of course my example is simple and it's the worst of ever, and I don't think anyone will cancel me if I made a tweet about avocado. You know, I don't like that, actually I do, but who knows, the future it's full of possibilities. The culture of cancellation brings out the worst in people. This happens with influencers all the time, but we don't know what's going on their, you know, head. We don't know how it affects them. Many times they filter their personal data, start, you know, threatening them with, you know, death and even their families, because people are very intense, actually. And I see this all the time with a lot of people that I follow. One piece of advice, if you are ever offended of your cause is attacked, I don't know how to pronounce, sorry, don't try to attack yourself, okay? Also try to educate. Don't attack someone who thinks differently. Be patient, you know, debate and fairly, and list if it's a person with change in his mind, if it's a person who help your cause. I think we have to learn to accept, apologize, and also stop, you know, post everything you think. Recently, a girl was canceled because of a story she did a few years ago, and when he saw how he felt and how she thought differently, it really hurt me, because she... because she treated her family and more things, and it was, you know, so on tape was the, you know, post was just a preference. But what, you know, that's where I wonder where freedom of expression ends. I feel very upset because this girl only, you know, posts positive things. She wants to improve the world, and the way people attack her was horrible. How they hurt her confidence was horrible. And I am very sensitive, you know, to hate issues. They really affect me a lot. They change my mood a lot, and I just can't tolerate them, and I want to help those people who post, you know, hate, because I know you are not in a good place. The people who post those things are not having a good time. They are a lot of thoughts that attack me when I talk about hate on social media, but that's why I want to share good things. You know, to be a little, you know, a star can make your day better, but also I want to make it clear that you are personally responsible for becoming more ethical than the society you grew up. So guys, this is all for this episode. I hope you have a great day, and see you in the next episode. Kisses and hugs. Bye bye.